Now, I welcome to Chai FM, Beryl Eichenberger. She is the publicist and the marketing manager at the Jewish Literacy Festival. Welcome, Beryl. How are you?
I'm very well, and thank you, Kathy, very much for having me on the program. We're really delighted to be able to talk to people in Johannesburg about our literary festival.
That's fantastic. When is it happening, firstly? Let's get that out. Out in the open.
Okay, let's get all the detail out of the way, so to speak. It will be happening on Sunday, March the 15th. It happens at the Gardens Community Centre, which is where the Jacob Gitlin Library is, the Garden Shul, the Old Shul, the SA Jewish Museum, and the Holocaust Center, and a number, there's a whole campus there with a number of lecture rooms. So it's a very big campus. Takes approximately 600 people on the day.
Wow.
And use literally every single area that we possibly can. But it is only a one-day event.
What a pity, though. What a pity. So who can we expect to see there, and do you have speakers coming?
We'd have close on 70 authors, presenters, moderators that take part in the festival. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 venues that we use. So there's something happening literally every hour. Each of the sessions last 50 minutes with a 15-minute break. So we're very fortunate to have people like Johnny Steinberg, who's coming back from the UK, Joanne Fedler, who's coming from Australia. Tamar Hodes is coming from the UK. But not only that, we have a whole wealth of local authors. So Stephen Boyke Sidley will be there, Patricia Schoenstein, Milton Shane. It's a long list. It really is. But it's all the, many of the authors who live in Cape Town, fortunately, and also some of the overseas authors. So we give it a spin on a wide variety of things. So the subjects that we cover are things like sport. I mean, Ali Bakr is actually coming down and he'll be speaking to, God, my brain's gone completely dead now.
It's all right. You just tell us some of the, don't worry,
so
Beryl.
Many people.
No, I can hear. I can hear. I mean, 70 speakers in one day or speakers,
in
moderators.
But you see,
I mean, it's amazing.
They're grouped together in panel discussions or conversations. So, for example, one of the first sessions that we're going to be having will be writing Jewish characters, even when you're not Jewish, where angels may fear to tread. So people like Helen Moffat, Kenita Loxton, and Dawn Gerrish will be talking to Karina Zurek. Whilst none of them are Jewish, there is a Jewish thread in their books because there's Jewish characters. So we look at a very broad spectrum so that it's so the people who aren't Jewish are very welcome. So we in our press release, we say you don't have to be Jewish, which, you know, we know is an old phrase, but you don't have to be Jewish.
Actually, it's a high frame phrase, but okay. All right. Okay. Sam, you've got a question.
No, I was very interested in that aspect of it historically in terms of attendance and audiences. Has it been attended by a non-Jewish community as well?
Yes, there have been. Not a tremendous amount, but it is mostly the Jewish community that does support it. But we have had a sprinkling of non-Jewish people, and they've absolutely loved it.
That is interesting.
So that's been, that was one of the criteria that we wanted to use was that it could be mainstream. But obviously you're going to have your Jewish community who are enormously supportive of any of the events that we do in Cape Town, who sort of clamor for tickets. And we've been in a sold out, status for the last two festivals about a week before the festival, which is exactly what we want to be.
Wow, that's a tribute to the Cape Town community, if ever there was. Because one of the questions I was going to ask you is, why isn't this happening in Johannesburg?
Because Beryl doesn't live in Johannesburg, Simon. Honestly.
Well, I think that we would be quite happy to mentor a team from Johannesburg, to be quite honest. We're all volunteers. None of us get paid to do this. So, and it is an enormous job. We're a very small team. But I think that the success is that it's contained. It's in one place. You can move around from lecture hall to lecture hall to shul to museum, whatever. It's all very, everything is very easy access. And because it's not spread out over a number of days, I think that also means that people just, they take the whole day. They come for the whole day. Exactly. The ticket is a one-day ticket. They can go to whatever they want to do, whatever they want to. They get lunch for that. They get a coffee shop. One of our independent booksellers is up there. They can come and browse through the books. They can relax. They can listen to poetry. We have a poetry open mic. I think that's the success of it. Not trying to spread it out too much.
Yeah.
Beryl, I met an author who has to be nameless and asked him whether he would be participating in this event and was told no because doesn't identify with the Jewish community. Do you find that it's not sort of, we've got to be, you know, people who are terribly woke don't want to identify with community events?
Well, you know, you asked that question. It's an interesting one because some of the authors that we have, and I'm not going to name them, say, well, I'm Jewish, but I don't actually, you know, I don't go to shul or anything. I don't really identify. And our answer has always been, that doesn't matter. We don't care. You've got great books. They're popular. Would you be part of it? And they've just embraced it. You know, and I have to say for my, personally, I am not really, sorry? No, he's not on the list, no. We had to be very circumspect about who we were selecting this year. You know, there is such a plethora of wonderful, wonderful authors in South Africa, that we were being very picky this year and not for any other reason that we wanted to really present a tightly, well thought out program.
Okay, firstly, I apologize. I thought that my mics were off and that you couldn't hear.
We are apologizing.
Okay, no problem. So the listeners didn't hear what you heard, Beryl. What I was saying to Simon is I want to ask about Ronnie Castrels. You know, could Ronnie Castrel, you know, would Ronnie Castrels come and be a part of the Jewish Literary Festival? You sound like you're pretty open.
Yes, I mean, I think that he was considered.
Yeah.
But there were others that we felt would be better suited to the festival this year.
Yeah, amazing. Anyway,
so
wish
yes,
you
of course
all
he would be considered.
Beryl, we wish you the best of luck. And you know what? If you want to get hold of Beryl Eichenberger, she is the marketing and the publicity person for the Jewish Literary Festival. Get to their website if you want to find out more, if you want to find out the topics, the speakers. It's happening on Sunday, the 15th of March. It is Hatfield Street in Cape Town. And their website is jewishliteraryfestival.co.za. Beryl, wishing you all the best.
And it's about... Thank you, Kathy, and thank you. I just want you to say if there's a problem getting onto our website, because it's about to go live, we've revamped the whole thing, so that's been a major issue. If they go onto the Quicket website, which is the book site, there is a tag there for a quick link to the program.
Good news for you, Beryl. It's all working because I've gone on and tested it, and you're up and running, and you're off.
Oh,
right.
Hallelujah! Thank you.
There you go. Thank you, Beryl. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem.